I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, 5.5 hours behind the leader, the last place rider in the Tour de France makes history. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
NFL training camps are back in session. America's long wait is finally over.
I thought I recognized confetti on your shoulders.
Yeah. What do you think of the way Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne showed up for his first day back on the job?
Reggie Wayne is very cool. He showed up 1 year in a helicopter. This year he showed up in an Indy car, although it was a two-seater, so I think that sort of makes it an inauthentic Indy car.
On Thursday, Charlie, the NFL suspended Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice for 2 games. In February, Rice was caught on video allegedly assaulting the woman who would shortly thereafter become his wife. Were you among those disappointed by the penalty?
No, I was among those disgusted by the penalty. This is an embarrassment. This is an indication of what a tin pot dictator Roger Goodell really is. All I can say is it's a good thing Ray Rice wasn't smoking dope when he knocked his wife out on video camera in the elevator, because then Roger Goodell would have been serious.
Yeah, and if he'd called her an ugly name, he'd be suspended
Absolutely.
For years and years. Yeah. Michael Sam, drafted by the St. Louis Rams, said of football analyst Tony Dungy this week, "Thank God he isn't a St. Louis Rams coach." Wait a minute. I thought Tony Dungy was a pretty good coach.
Yeah, he's a pretty good coach and a pretty nutty Christian, actually. He's, you know, taken awards from the American Family Association. He's a rather public homophobe. And when somebody like Tony Dungy talks about quote-unquote distractions, what he's really saying is, ooh, ick. So, yes, I think Michael Sam was remarkably generous in his response.
In basketball news, the Cleveland Cavaliers have signed number one draft pick Andrew Wiggins. That move shelves at least for the next 30 days the trade of Wiggins for Minnesota Timberwolves star Kevin Love, but that doesn't mean that that deal won't eventually happen, right?
No, absolutely not. I still wouldn't make the trade. I would keep Wiggins. I would give Kevin Love almost anybody else on the roster except for LeBron James and Andrew Wiggins, but I suspect the Cavaliers are going to make the deal.
All right, here's some news from the Department of Redundancy Department, Charlie. Donald Sterling is suing his wife, the NBA, and Commissioner Adam Silver. Hadn't he already done that?
We are now in Bleak House. I mean, they aren't going to untangle this lawsuit until Donald Sterling's great-grandchildren are filing lawsuits.
Clippers point guard Chris Paul says he's considering sitting out if Donald Sterling is still the owner of that team once the season begins. And coach Doc Rivers is reportedly considering leaving the team altogether if that's the case. Is this sort of talk unprecedented?
It is to an extent. This kind of talk on the record based on something your owner did is sort of unprecedented. I'm just waiting for Donald Sterling to file the inevitable lawsuits against Chris Paul and Doc Rivers.
For saying nasty things about him. Former manager Tony La Russa is celebrating his induction into baseball's Hall of Fame this weekend, Charlie, and he's gone on record as saying there should be a few more players standing next to him. Who does he think they should be?
He wants Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and Mark McGwire in there. I still wouldn't put Mark McGwire in the Hall of Fame, even on the merits, because he's a one-tool player. But he wants to rig up some sort of asterisk or modifier on the plaque, I guess, saying that, hey, this was a very weird time in baseball and some people did some stuff. Look, I mean, I'm going to say it again. The Hall of Fame is a museum. It's for old things and dead people. The idea that you have some sort of morality clause to keep people out of a museum is just silly. So I agree with Tony La Russa on this one.
The Yankees won a game on Wednesday night, and my understanding is that the game ball should go to the grounds crew. You want to help me out with this one?
Yeah, the grounds crew couldn't get the tarp out there, and because they couldn't get the tarp out there, the field was uncovered. It got soaked, and the Yankees won because they were ahead 2-1 with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning.
I love it. I love it. Just, you know, somebody in the dugout saying to the head of the grounds crew,
Ixnay on the arpte.
Don't hurry with
Ixnay
that
on the arpte. I like Ron Washington, the Texas manager's explanation. He said, "We were told we can't protest it, but we complained." I'll bet you did.
We have spoken many times about calls to change the venue of the 2022 World Cup, currently slated for Qatar, but now there are calls to move the 2018 World Cup. Have you a position on Russia hosting a major sporting event shortly?
I think that Russia will maintain the World Cup because I don't think anybody at FIFA wants to be the guy who goes to the Kremlin and explains to Vladimir Putin that his actions have cost his country the World Cup, because I think he would be saying hello to his little friends.
When Evander Holyfield is inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame next month, Mike Tyson will present him for induction. Need I say what could possibly go wrong?
Nothing could possibly go wrong. I think this is a very nice thing, and I would pay cash money to go see it if Mike Tyson gave Evander Holyfield back the piece of ear he took from him.
I don't think he has it.
I think it's on his trophy case.
Finally, Charlie, we have another world record to celebrate.
Sports!
This may qualify. I don't know. Man. I'm going to invite you to tell everybody about this new world record, but let me first say, kids, do not try this one at home.
Yes. Gagan Satish from Bangalore in India, he may only be 6 years old, but kids, he's a trained professional. Don't try this on your own. It took him 29 seconds to roller skate under, mind you, 39 cars, which means that he went nearly 70 meters with his face 5 inches from the ground.
Limbo.
Again, one of those things I think about and I say, how do you practice that without losing your face? Because you can't do it the first time. I don't know.
I don't even want to speculate on that. I'm going to just, you know, congratulate this kid from afar. And
warn our younger listeners not to do it. No.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. Charlie, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bill.